409-5633.
Elena Kagan jumps on the bench and then goes to lunch. Three women now on the Supreme Court. It's trash talking time, and I'm not talking about the NFL. I'm talking about politics, baby. The countdown is on. November 2nd, the date, midterm elections. The fur is flying. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. If you want to jump in, the water's always warm. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. We'd love to give out the digits at the top, partially because I have number ADD, and this way if I do it, I know that I've said it. I know that I've told you the right numbers. I knew I could do it. Unlike Ocho Cinco, who with his own cereal, unfortunately, they put out a number for charity, and the charity won't get that money because, at least on the initial cereal boxes. Why? Because somebody gave him the wrong number, and it was to a sex line. Can you imagine that? Picking up the cereal and then wanting to call to do something nice, just have your kids call, and then they call up and they get a sex line number. Ooh, somebody really screwed up the numbers in that case. I don't think I've ever done it that badly. Although, I always invite you to throw in your 2 cents by also shooting us an email at americatonight.net. If you go to americatonight.com, it's a much different website than mine. It's not a dating service, and it's not a sex site, but let's say it's a lot different. Now, everybody right now is scurrying to go to americatonight.com. And I'm sure I've said that once or twice over the years, but it is definitely .net. Let's start first with what's the latest on this whole terror thing when it comes to Europe and what does it mean to Americans? Let's explore that, flesh it out a little bit more. I made a few calls today to find out, is this a high time for travelers to frankly go to France or to go to Germany, take a trip to Italy, go to Spain, whatever, and found that yes, it is. The fall and into the holidays, big times for Americans to travel. A lot of times they'll get a cheaper flight for one, but also the time of year is, it's just besides summer, because summer can also be crowded, so a lot of people try to avoid that. Fall would be second to summer because of vacations and trying to plan around it. So the bottom line is, yes, there are a lot of Americans who have trips planned. Will they cancel them because of the State Department alerts about being cautious where you go, what tourist attractions you spend time at, and how you're getting there, the public transportation? You know, pretty much it's a blanket statement that, listen, we think there's going to be a Mumbai-like attack, so we're just telling you, we're getting that word out there so you know to be more aware when you're in some of these places or to avoid those places, because if anything's going to happen, from all the information we've gathered, this is pretty much how it's going to go down. It's going to be a commando-like attack. So just beware. In fact, that's exactly what Congressman Pete King from New York was talking about. Here's what he said about the terror threats.
We expect it to be somewhat similar to Mumbai, where there were automatic weapons used, grenades, that type thing, probably focusing on largely populated locations such as a train station, a hotel.
Yeah, and he's talking about train stations. Also, the airports. The airports supposedly were the targets in this attack, if this attack was going to take place. And we're talking maybe Rome. You know, pick an airport, any of the major airports that you would fly into for some of those big cities, whether it was Heathrow in London or Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris. It would be the obvious choices. And five of them supposedly part of the possible attempts. And you know, it's commando-like attack. Like I said, small units, in other words, small firearms. Go in, maybe throw a grenade or two, and then go ahead and start shooting people, which is terrible to say. So here we are, that this plot is thickening, but it's still very vague as to whether or not bin Laden is behind it, because that initially was thrown out there. And what do you do? Is this more, is this heightened fear mongering, or is this something to really be wary of, or is this something that's trumped up, or what, you know, what is it about? But there's no question there is a travel alert for Europe because of these possible attacks. Because if you go to state.gov, if you go to statedepartment.gov, I think it is, you'll see the list there, and clearly that's what it says. Exactly what you heard from Congressman King, that the State Department is warning U.S. citizens to the potential for a terrorist attack in Europe. That current information suggests that Al-Qaeda and affiliated organizations continue to plan the terrorist attacks, even though they know that the word is out there. They don't even name the potential targets. They just talk about the public transportation systems and other tourist infrastructure spots, and just to take precautions. Yeah, that's tough, because what? How do you take precautions? And, of course, there you're not going to have people who are armed, so what happens when you have somebody that comes in and breaks up the calm, and all of a sudden you hear that, if you've ever heard it, that pop, pop, pop sound, and it's too late at that point. That's what happened in Mumbai. It was so sad because people were helpless, that all of a sudden here are guys that came in on a little dinghy, if you will, entered into Mumbai and were able to pull it off pretty easily. By the time anything was done, by the time you had law enforcement type scrambling, there were too many people that already were laying in a pool of blood dying. I hate to be so graphic, but that's exactly what it was. And you can think back to Rome and the airport attacks, the grenades being thrown in, and yeah, it's so for real, exaggeration, hysteria that's been drummed up. There's a lot of different theories out there. We'll see how this plays out, I think, in the next couple of weeks, obviously, or whether it just dies down and then suddenly something else comes up, because we certainly have seen that. It's like somebody said to me the other day, hey, it's not politically correct to say this, but what do you make of the fact that we haven't seen any kind of an attack since 9/11? I mean, we've seen attacks stopped, some scary things, but we haven't actually had a subway blown up in New York or a bridge or whatever. And yeah, it makes you, it does make you wonder, wow, remember what happened then, and remember all the videos that have come out, bin Laden talking about jihad and possible attacks and retaliation for things that were being said, but it didn't happen, thank goodness. All right, coming up on America Tonight, before we dive too deep into politics and other odds and ends of what's happening in this country and then outside of our borders, we're going to get to our mailbag segment, because I'm always soliciting emails from all of you, and you're so darn good at writing these emails. I have to clean it out every day, because it gets to that percentage where they say you're in danger of having too much clutter in your mailbox, and it's not from spam, it's from all of you. So I'm glad you're paying attention and you're sending me those thoughts. Still no recipes for a good way to cook a turkey, but that's okay. I got some other stuff in the mailbox, and we're going to get jammed to that, in fact, next.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutritional nutritional tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the Buy 3, Get 1 Free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2234. For the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change Tea as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change T will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea.
Better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking.
Ooh-hoo.
Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo.
Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
When the big black horse said, look this way, he said, hey, but I said no, 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 no. I said no, no, you're not the one for me. No, 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 no. I said no, no, you're not the one for me.
All right, without further ado, I promised that I would make sure from here on out that I hit the mailbag at least once during the show, because you're all so great about sending me emails on a whole bunch of things that we talk about, even some of the offshoot things. So without further ado, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Sweet. We certainly do have mail, and here's one from John in Connecticut. Kate, what do you make of the deal on this horrible home invasion trial? I heard you mention it a couple of different times in the last month. I can tell it really sticks in your gut. In fact, you're passionate about mentioning the death penalty. It's funny because I used to be anti-death penalty, and I have to tell you that I am what you would consider, when you say stripes, pretty liberal. But I do agree with you, shockingly, and I've gotten hammered from some friends on this point because they still don't think they deserve the death penalty. Okay, the jury did the first day of deliberations. They didn't reach a verdict in that trial of the guy charged with killing a woman or two daughters in a 2007 home invasion that happened in a suburb of New Haven, Connecticut. It was terrible. They met for a couple of hours, I guess. They got the instructions from the judge, and sometimes the first day is like that. And this is what was interesting. The jury foreman apparently told the judge that the verdict wasn't imminent. Stephen Hayes, this despicable character who shattered these people's lives and killed everyone in the family except for the husband who barely survived. I guess now he's fine, but not when that was happening. Faces 17 charges, and that includes capital felony, murder, arson, sexual assault, all after killing Jennifer in the deaths of Jennifer Hawk Pettit and her daughters, 11-year-old Michaela and 17-year-old Haley. They were at their home, and they came in the middle of the night. The husband, who was a doctor, was beaten, but he survived. Now, if Hayes is convicted of capital felony charges, the same jury would hold a penalty phase to determine whether or not he gets the death penalty. And Hayes, of course, has a co-defendant, because there was two of them, who's waiting to be to go on trial, too. He tied, this is just, I mean, it's just, it is, it's appalling. He tied these young girls to their beds, poured gasoline on or around them before burning the house. And the defendants tried to blame each other for escalating the crime, saying that's what they weren't intending to do, and then it just got all out of control. And so they offered to plead guilty in exchange for life sentences, but prosecutors pushed for the death penalty trials. So I think that's great, and I hope they just nail them to the wall. At the jury, this is all this curious part of saying that there's no decision that's imminent, I guess for reasons that they're picking this apart. The jury said they needed a definition of starting a fire and whether pouring gasoline was considered starting a fire. I just can't even go there on this one. I'll just say this. I just hope they nail them to the wall. And it's, you know, there are no words. There are no words for this heinous act and destroying these lives for no reason whatsoever, especially since this family, the mother was cooperating with them, was giving them what they wanted, the money, whatever. So there was no reason to do anything to them. But, of course, that's not what happened. Let's go on to this one. This is from Phil, listening to us, I believe, in Vermont. Hey, America, tonight. I love the show. You've been talking about this terror alert. Wow, there's all kinds of crazy things running through my head as far as what the State Department is saying and what they're not telling us, Kate. Do you really think there's going to be a Mumbai-like attack, or do you think the so-called terrorists who were planning this are just cockroaches that will scatter back into the darkness, and then once things calm down, attack? Well, of course, I certainly don't know that, because I have no clue in this. Who knows how they'll act? If it's a jihadist situation, which supposedly that's what the deal is, the ties to Al-Qaeda, and, you know, we already know what the deal is. If you're an Islamic terrorist, it's about being a martyr and all bets are off, because you're not concerned about human life, your life. So you're not trying to be the cautious criminal who is setting the trap and laying it down and trying to get out of the situation necessarily. If you die, you die. And especially if it's a commando-like attack, because naturally, what is the end of this? Maybe you get lucky and you get out of there after you do your damage, but maybe you don't, and that's the more likely way things would play out in these public places, that yes, you could surprise people and end up killing people in public, but then you would probably be gunned down yourself, most likely. But it's a question of how many people they get to, which is, of course, what the idea is, to make horrific headlines, to stir it up, and to do what you do when you're a jihadist, ultimately. So there's lots of people traveling. I've mentioned this before. There's people who study abroad and all this other kind of stuff. And, you know, maybe when the Eiffel Tower gets evacuated, which it did twice last week, maybe people think twice and they decide, geez, you know what, I'm just not going to go in the Eiffel Tower because it's sad to say, but I'm concerned about the alert. Will there be cancellations? Will there be any dramatic changes in the traffic back and forth to European destinations? So far, that has not happened. And as far as I know, in a check with a couple of different people in the airlines industry, they say there is no dramatic drop at this point. Now, with what's been issued on the State Department website, if that should change, because they have another alert, if they go to an alert where they say do not travel, that's completely different. But that's not what this alert is. That's why it's unusual, because usually it's for countries that are like banana republics, or there's unrest, or there's no leader, or there's some crazy thing going on with voting, or, you know, it's like Afghanistan or Pakistan and the problems there along the border, but usually not for Europe. And it hasn't gone to that other level. So basically it's very vague, and it's kind of one of those deals. It's at your own risk, if that's the best way to answer that, I think. All right, here's another one. It's from Denise. Kate, I didn't hear. Did anybody nail the score? Did anybody guess right? What a crazy game. I know you were talking about the Philadelphia Eagles, and boy, that had to be a tough one for Philly fans. Was it tough for you? Your prediction was way wrong, but so were some of the others. Yeah, my prediction was way wrong. I said that the Eagles would win it 27-14. A lot of people thought Philadelphia would win, and they thought it would be pretty close. And, of course, that's not what happened. The Redskins won it 17-12, and Donovan McNabb got his revenge on on Philly for trading him to a team in the division, which was so crazy to let him go after 11 years to a rival team. And it kind of came back to bite them in the rear end. So this is game number one. Remember, they meet twice. The next time will be in Washington. They beat him again. That would be a clean sweep for McNabb, and I'm sure he would love it. And the other side of that is, of course, is that Michael Vick gets hurt. They don't know how severe the injury is with the ribs and stuff. They think he'll play, but if not, Philly's really in big trouble. So I'm getting off the subject to answer the question. Of course, nobody nailed the score. There were some people who did pick the Skins. Richard in Kentucky had the Skins 24-21. Jose in Kentucky had 27-14. And there were a few other people who picked the Skins as well. Dan in Kentucky thought the Skins would win at 31-23, but, you know, nobody nailed the score. Thanks for all of the emails. Remember, you can send them to me, americatonight.net.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, yes.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey Water Filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
In a while, we throw these out there because there's some crazy things that are happening that are worth mentioning that I think you get a chuckle out of. And this is an interesting one. I thought I was misreading this when I saw the headline, but you know, everyone carries, it seems, almost everyone has a laptop, or every third person has a laptop, except for Mark in New York, because Mark says he doesn't have a computer. And some others of you have mentioned you don't have a computer. Maybe that's a good thing, because you're not on Facebook or distracted by whatever else is out there. But most people have some form of a computer, especially the laptop. Probably much more, I think, common now than the standard PCs that, you know, they're on your desk, the big boxes. So here's the question. If you sit with your laptop computer on your lap, it heats up your legs. You know how it gets hot sometimes? Do you know what they call it? They call it toasted skin syndrome. And what happens is your skin, you get this weird, what they call mottled skin, and it's caused by long-term heat exposure. And this is no joke. Recently, a 12-year-old boy developed a sponge pattern discoloration on his left thigh after playing computer games a few hours every day for several months. He recognized that the laptop got hot on the left side, but he didn't change its position. And then there was a Virginia law student who looked for treatment for that same discoloration thing on her leg, and she didn't, you know, went to the doctors, and the doctor had no idea until they started questioning, okay, have you done this? Have you done? And they figured out that she spent 6 hours a day working on her computer, and it was propped on her lap, and the temperature was up to 125 degrees. You know, here's the deal. For all the nonsense that they sell you, the accessories, you know, just go into a Best Buy. Not that I'm trying to attack Best Buy. I could probably name any store. But it seems like for me, when I go in there, they want to sell me every part to everything. And I don't blame them. It's a world of upsell. Sell people everything they probably don't even need. But one of the things they'll tell you when you get a laptop is, oh, you should get this cooling pad. And I knew that, yeah, you know what, the computer heats up and you don't want the computer, you don't want problems with the computer, but the cooling pad would probably be a good thing to put over your legs, then you wouldn't get this strange skin condition. Can you imagine telling someone that? You're walking around in your shorts and you have this weird thing on your leg. Dude, what's up with that? What happened? Well, I have toasted skin syndrome. Matt, do you have any toasted skin syndrome going on in your world? Because you're a laptop guy.
Nope, I actually have a stand for my laptop. Well,
a stand?
I guess a holder. I don't know what you call it. It's got a fan on it. It's a cooling fan stand type of a deal.
So, like, if you went to Starbucks, somebody would be sitting near you. They'd be hearing...
No, it's super quiet.
It's a quiet fan?
Yeah, it's just I don't know. It's a little kind of a propped up thing. I don't know how to describe it, I guess, without showing people, which is awesome for radio. But, yeah, it's a little holder that you put your laptop on top of, and it's got a cooling fan underneath it, and it kind of takes care of the whole overheating deal. And I would never put my computer on my lap in the first place. I always use a table or something else.
Well, yeah, because I think it's uncomfortable. I mean, if you're there for a second, like if you flipped it open quickly...
Yeah.
And you were just looking at emails or something.
I mean, this story about the person using it for 6 hours on their
lap. That's crazy.
How would that not be just ridiculously uncomfortable? Yeah. I don't understand that. Why would you notice your skin burning?
I don't understand that either. I mean, they must have just been so engrossed in what they were doing is the only thing I can think of. But it's not worth mottled skin.
Yeah, definitely. No game of Warcraft or whatever else is going on is worth that.
Exactly. I don't care what the game is. It's just go get a cooling pad even. Get what either Matt said he has, the crazy stand with the fan, or get what I have, the cooling pad. It doesn't even cost that much. And I'm not like a computer salesperson, so I'm not pushing this for any particular reason, just other than to say, come on, people, be smart. If it's heating up, it's probably not good for the computer anyway, so why do you want that to happen? All right, this is the stuff we usually never, ever talk about on America Tonight, but just for fun, since we're in the middle of on the lighter side, I thought you might enjoy this. So they do this poll about the most eligible single woman in the world, and the poll, you know, could contain all kinds of different people. Of course, you're going to think of famous people, most likely, you know, the singers and the actors and all that kind of stuff. And naturally, that's who comes up in the poll. The number one most eligible single woman in the world, according to a 60 Minutes Vanity Fair poll that was released on Monday, is... Who do you think it is, Matt? I'm going to have you guess. You probably read it. So if you read it, don't be honest. Who's the number one unattached most eligible single woman in the world?
So I'm going to have a hard time with this because... I'm not up to date on my People magazine, so I don't know who's actually eligible. I'd have to get a multiple choice or something, but I don't know. Maybe is it an actress or is it someone famous or is it someone who's like
it's
royalty?
An actress.
It's an actress.
Uh huh.
man.
You used to like her, but now you think she's an old hag.
Cameron Diaz?
No. Oh, that's terrible. Yeah, she's, I don't know what Cameron Diaz is, but she's like 30-something or whatever. No, it would be Jennifer Aniston. She's 41 years old, and she looks darn good for 41, dude.
She's a heavy smoker, though. I don't know if I want
that. Yeah, she is a heavy smoker, but she does look good. I mean, unless everything is so airbrushed, but from what I understand, she looks good normal without the whole airbrushing thing and everything else. She looks good.
She's going the 1960s route, using the Virginia Slims to keep her looking good.
That's right. That's what you do. You smoke cigarettes and you don't eat. So your lungs might be black, but on the outer side of your skin and whatnot, you are thin and you look decent. So followed by Jennifer Aniston, Halle Berry, Ellen Norgren, who of course is Tiger Woods' ex-wife, Betty White made the list, Lady Gaga made the list, and check this out, the apple of so many people's eye, and you men out there, I'm sure, the Supreme Court Justice of the United States, who just started on the job, Elena Kagan, made the list of the most eligible single women in the world. Ooh. All right. I'm sure they could care less, but...
No royalty on that list?
No royalty.
There's not some princess from some rich country that...
No.
That made... Wow. I'm surprised.
Remember, they're polling Americans, so how deep do their... You know, or you think they're thinking of princesses, the people they ask in these crazy polls? They're thinking of famous people. But they did name, you know, Elena Kagan, so that was one thing. And, of course, Betty White, who's almost 90. So I guess it's what's on top of mind is probably...
That's fine. I'll just take all the princesses of Monaco and elsewhere for myself.
They're beautiful, those young princesses.
And they
have the title.
They come with some nice cash, too.
They do. They have a... What is they used to say in the old times? What do they call it? A dowry.
Yes.
That's what had to happen with the... If you were the father of a daughter, you had to have a dowry for fear that you wouldn't be able to get her married off to somebody decent, because that's... And that seems so crazy. Let me give you a whole bunch of cash, and you could be a swashbuckling swine, but, you know, you appear to be okay, so here's the dowry, and we're going to call it even. Come on, give me a break.
See, I think my dowry's kind of low right now, so I need something bigger like that. All I got is my nice charm, my wit, and some blue eyes. That's all I got.
There is nothing wrong with a sugar mama, for
exactly.
Any of you men listening.
I'm totally on board with that. I'm
nothing wrong
on
with
board
it.
With that.
If women can do it, then men can do it too. We're equal opportunists here on America Tonight. So if you feel that way, go at it. Go for it. Be brave. Be brave, guys. All right, YouTube is nothing new. YouTube, anybody, you could post something on YouTube. There actually sometimes is some very interesting things. I haven't just gone and if you just go into YouTube, you know, you go to YouTube.com and you click on most recently watched or whatever. A lot of times it's everyday Joes, but of course there's famous people, things that are posted of famous people. And apparently Lady Gaga and Justin Bieber are at that point in the music industry where they've got 1 billion all-time YouTube views. Boy, that's crazy. YouTube at 1 billion. So she averages, I don't get the whole Lady Gaga thing, but hey, you know what? Entertainment, baby. If she catches fire, good for her. She averages about 1.8 million views a day. The Bieber guy, and he's the teen king, so that means young teenage girls are doing it, are looking him up and stuff. He'll surpass the billion views milestone, they say, around November 1st if he keeps up the current pace. And his videos are viewed about 3.7 million times per day. Nice to know that people aren't busy doing other things. Oh, let me go back and look at the YouTube stuff. The next closest, by the way, to Gaga and Bieber, Michael Jackson, 600 million views. That's insane. All right, we got the headlines coming up on the flip side.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now. 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer Large 250 capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at HerbalHealer.com.
But not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, towline, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We the people grow cotton. Weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone.
All right, you hate to hear these things because it's always, and this tops the headers, it's always something that sparks the debate over, see, this is what happens when people have guns. But in Florida, a gunman drove around in his pickup truck in a neighborhood, then fatally shot one person, wounded five others, and then killed himself. It happened in Gainesville, and Gainesville, of course, is a college town, as all of you know, and unfortunately, it doesn't necessarily appear that there's any kind of a motive at this point. It might not be an obvious one, I guess, as to why did this happen. Was this just a random act of violence, or why is it? And it looks like that's what it was. He was literally driving through a neighborhood picking off victims. He was a 24-year-old guy, Clifford Miller was his name, and he has a police record, and here's the key, history of mental illness. They've got no motive for the shooting. They have absolutely none, other than that's all they know about him, that there's people who were wounded, and they had people that had minor to critical injuries, and not many details are coming out about it, and that's the only thing they know. Geez, he's got a little bit of a past. And he was mentally ill, and there he was with a gun driving around. So That's never good when it's not good, obviously, and sad and sick for the people that they're victims of that. But then it also goes to the whole gun argument and the different ways to look at that. If somebody had a gun, or would you really have been able to do anything? Or this is why the guns are so terrible. But then that goes back to the background checks and mental health checks. If how much time do you have for a gun check and concealed and carry, for example, and what you have to do to go what you have to go through to get the concealed and carry sometimes is a little bit different. Speaking of mental health, this is another mental health issue making news, and this is one that certainly sticks in my craw. The Army psychiatrist accused of last year's shooting rampage at Fort Hood is to be mentally evaluated. And can you believe that it's been almost a year since that happened? But he's got to be mentally evaluated before one of the hearings to determine whether he's going to stand trial or it goes in a different direction. There's a three-member board of a military mental health panel, I guess they call it, or professionals, to determine whether Major Hassan is competent to actually go to trial. So it's all about the mental his mental status. And it was November 5th when he went on his shooting spree that left 13 people dead and dozens of others wounded, of course, in that Army post, and set people in that base certainly on their ear, and then the conversation starting about, geez, how safe are our bases when something like that happens? And, you know, that's the mental health defense that I understand sometimes can be utilized in the right way, but then there's other times where, to me, it shouldn't be invoked, and I think this is one of the cases where it shouldn't be, but I'm going to bet money that that's exactly what happens there. We'll see. I could be wrong. We'll see what it comes down to. All right, this is, sadly, another big, big story, and it has to do with 9/11. I say sadly because this is something I think deep down all of us knew there was a huge problem. But it was a question. I always say this. When people come up with conspiracy theories or ideas of, you know, hey, this isn't, why isn't the mainstream talking about this, or why don't you know this, or why didn't this happen, or whatever, and the answer to it is you have to have the evidence. I mean, it's awesome if you can break open a huge story and shatter what's being covered up, but it's all about pulling the pieces together. It's all about connecting the dots, and I think this is going to rock a lot of people's world, and this is this document that was actually picked up by Fox News that raises even more questions over whether there was an effort, and this is Fox News saying this, whether there was an effort by the Defense Department to cover up the pre-9/11 military intelligence program that we now know is Able Danger. There's at least five witnesses that have been questioned by the Defense Department's Inspector General, and they say that their statements were distorted by the investigators in the final IG's report, or they left out key information backing up some of the assertions that led the hijacker, one of the hijackers, Mohammed Atta, who was identified a year before 9/11. He was believed to be the ringleader, of course, as you know, of all the hijackers who piloted the American Airlines flight into the World Trade Center, and that was Flight 11 that he was involved with, and that there's these claims about how Atta first tripped the radar of the DOD way back when, but those claims never made it into the report, and the report was completed overall in 2006, and until now was only available with the names of virtually all of the witnesses blacked out. So it looks like a cover-up to me. And then there was another thing that they talked about, that the highly likely this department database included the picture of Atta, who they knew under another alias as Muhammad al-Sayed. And so now you wonder what we do know, what we don't know is the fact that they obviously left some things out, that they obviously knew about Ada, and yet they didn't put it in the report or blacked it out or are trying to deny certain meetings or, you know, whatever, like specifically, and this is complicated to understand, but specifically the Defense Intelligence Agency wanted the removal of references to a meeting between a couple of people, including the executive director of the 9/11 commission, and they didn't want that in there. There were meetings that took place in Afghanistan. The commission was told about Able Danger and the identification of Ada before the attacks. So this, again, opens up the whole can of worms over you got to be kidding me. Why was nothing done? And then, of course, why was there no mention of this in the final 9/11 commission report? And the reason why is because a lot of it was crap that was put in there and was purposely left out. So can you imagine that the Defense Department took the step of buying and destroying 9,500 copies of the book Operation Dark Heart? And you know how much that cost you and me? $47,000. $47,000. So good for Fox News, actually, for bringing that out and saying, listen, that there, this report shows that there was a cover-up of the 9/11 findings. I mean, we're never going to be done completely with this story, let's face that. The facts, that do we know everything that happened then? And the answer is, of course not. And how much was left out of that commission report? I would venture to say an incredible amount of things were left out. Absolutely. All right, we move on from that to leave you with this one, because I got to end on an upbeat note. And archaeologists are talking about this dive to Blackbeard's pirate ship. Would that not be a cool job to have? And what are they looking for? They're looking for booty. They're looking for whatever was on that ship. And can you imagine what they might find once they go down there? I'm thinking they're going to find all kinds of treasures. The boat was called Queen Anne's Revenge. It was supposedly sunk in 1718 near Beaufort, North Carolina, and archaeologists in the state are hoping to save a dozen cannons up to 8 feet long and as much as a ton in weight. The ship's 1,800-pound anchors were also there and have stopped things. They're preventing the process, I think, of trying to raise it. But I think once they dive down, man, this is a continuing effort. If it really is Blackbeard's flagship, man, I think that would be amazing to be one of the first people to be on the site there and see what they're going to find in this dive. And they've done a couple of dives. They're going to keep doing it all the way through October. Woo! Sounds fun. Maybe we need to do an America Tonight show from there. Let me think about it.